and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Raven and I tried so hard to find a match for producer Carrie on OkCupid, but finally, it was some random dude that I right swiped on Tinder that took the date with her for tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what it was on OkCupid. Like, we reached out to people, and there was all sorts of people messaging her and all that stuff and winking at her and liking her profile. But when we were like, hey, this is how it's going to work, they freaked out.
Right. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So, producer Carrie, are you excited tonight?
I'm really excited, actually.
I like this guy. So I right swiped on him because his profile picture looked like he was in a warehouse, which I thought was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, and I thought he was
kind of
handsome.
He wasn't working in the warehouse. I think he lived in it, right?
No. Yeah, he kind of looked like he was posing in it. Like, he was a model of some sort.
Right. He's got this artistic look on his face.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
His name is David. He's 30 years old. He lives 5 miles away.
Perfect.
He says a media professional currently working and studying at Columbia. He loves traveling the world and having outrageous adventures. You love outrageous adventures.
Hi, that's like exactly
that's
me.
Your life. I mean, I hope
I
he's
am
not
an outrageous
lying.
Adventure.
I hope he's not lying, though, because, I mean, you've actually done these things.
Mm-hmm.
True.
He says he's looking to meet a cool, low-drama female. I know you're out there. He loves food and live music. He makes films, so I enjoy all types of movies. This guy sounds so perfect,
What kind of films? Is he making
artsy?
He says
they're like comedies for the most part.
I hope he's actually funny. I mean, you're easygoing.
Yeah, no.
You let things roll off your shoulder. Don't you let this guy walk on you. This film student
How
guy,
would he walk all over
film
me?
Person.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Just make sure.
Okay.
He wants you to be a low drama. Is that because he's high drama?
Ooh.
Or he thinks he can get away with everything he wants to? That's not the way it's going to work, pal.
I'm going to need you to send me every outfit you have on before you leave the house so I can choose which one for you to wear.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any suggestions? Like a color, a dress,
I just
jeans?
Think, you know.
Red.
No.
Wear red.
No, you should not.
Just kidding.
No, just dress like you always dress. You always dress beautiful, like normal.
Dress
like
glamorous.
No, don't dress glamorous. Just dress like you normally are.
Okay. Because
you're a low drama female. That's what he's looking for. Just be you. Do you, Carrie.
Okay.
All right.
I can do
no
that.
Answer whatsoever.
That I can do.
No answer whatsoever.
Do you think
really give you anything on that.
Yeah, no. Do you think he'll come on the air with us tomorrow?
I think so. He seems pretty laid back, but I mean, I'm more nervous of all the things he might say about me.
Right.
And that's before the date, too. I mean, you don't know after the date.
After
who knows what happens.
After a couple glasses of wine. You
know? All right, we'll find out what happens.
You give him a kiss?
You going to kiss him? Well, no,
you give him a
we
smooch?
Can't get that far yet.
Oh, gosh, I haven't even met him yet.
I know. What are you worried about that? All right, we're going to talk. All right. Are you done? Okay. Yep. Producer Carrie and her date. We'll find out what happened tomorrow right here on Star 99.9.
Woo!